WPKN 89.5 in Bridgeport.
Join the band. Come on and join the band. We got the gigs lined up and we want you to give us a hand.
Who knows if this is working? Here we are. Welcome to the show. Jerry?
Yeah. Oh, hey, Andy!
Jerry, you're screaming into the microphone. Sorry. Welcome to Band Together Radio.
Nobody can ever hear me, so.
Welcome to Band Together Radio right here on WPKN.
Happy
Bridgeport.
President's Day.
Yeah, happy. What's so good about President's Day?
Well, we're celebrating our presidents, the democracy of the country.
I hear something.
We should get fuzz.
Steve. There is definitely. Oh, there you go. That's a noise. There's a noise going on, Steve, that we cannot determine its origin. It's great. It's really good stuff here. Well, welcome to the show. We definitely have a loop or something going on, which is generally fun. Let's see. Are you there?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Get on that microphone right there.
Okay.
And who knows? Who knows why it's so hissy in here? It's very hissy.
It's the wind blowing through your ears.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to put the headphones on Steve. Steve, take a listen. See what you can hear.
All right.
Nothing's on air? There you go. How about that? Now are we on air? So was that all dead air?
No, it's good.
Well, no, was that actually dead air up until that moment?
It's good.
Should I play the top of the hour again?
Yes,
okay,
please.
God.
Go ahead. Let's start it. All Hello, right. everybody.
Here we are. Welcome to Band Together Radio right here on WPKN. And it was sounding weird. It's sounding a lot better. So welcome to the show. Everyone.
All right, so we lost our theme song.
Yeah, that's okay. You're playing harmonica on it anyway.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Well, everybody likes to hear that.
Welcome to the show. Band Together produces themed rock, pop, dance, disco, and Latin concerts. We need your support, everyone, to help worthy groups, charities, and entities such as WPKN, Spread Music Now, Pilot House, Clasp Homes, Connecticut Alzheimer's, Save the Children, Cardinal Sheehan Center, and McGivney Center, Pink Aid, Intake Music, and so much more. What do you want to say about that, Jerry?
Well, we have a website that you can donate to so you can help us donate to all these different groups. It's donatenow.networkforgood.org. That's donatenow.networkforgood.org. And that helps Band Together be able to support all these different organizations.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that we call this thing that we do music with purpose.
Yes.
And there are too many issues that get in the way of anybody's purpose. I'm speaking purely for myself right now. And I want to talk about some of them on air right here and right now, Peggy. Because, you know, there's just too much going on as it really... I'm taking off my hat.
Well, you know, last time we were here, you were talking about how terrible your year started, and
yeah.
Now you're going to start this show off again.
100%.
Oh, all right. Well, let's hear what you got to say.
I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. That's your job.
No way.
That's your job,
no.
Right, Peggy?
No.
You know, I'm minding my own business last weekend, and the power transformer craps outside of my house. And all of a sudden, last Sunday, on a clear blue day, we have 10 hours of no power.
And
why?
And yeah, well, was there an animal in it or a lightning strike?
No, there was no animal. There was no lightning strike. There was nothing.
Well, this was just karma. You did something bad.
Yeah. I don't even know what the heck happened at the top of the show. Were we playing our music? Did we get on the air? Did we not get on the air?
It doesn't matter.
I don't know. It doesn't matter, right?
Well, this is all part of the theme.
Yeah, this is it right here. So we had no power. You know, check this, people. Four cars in my family have crapped the bed. Four cars. My car's in the shop. I have a Jeep. They don't know what's wrong with it. Electrical. Shira, my lovely significant other's car, a deer jumped out in front of her and totaled her car. She didn't even see the deer. And so she had an 010 or an 09 Altima hybrid. Gone. Completely totaled, getting a fraction of its worth. My son Zach has a 12-year-old Maxima that I got him. Literally threw a rod and is dead at SUNY Ulster. I'm not making this up. So
or the car?
The car. Zach did not throw a rod. The car threw a rod.
And Zach is alive and well.
Yeah, Zach's fine.
Oh, sorry.
But the issue is, you know, how does this happen? And then the fourth is I got a Subaru, pretty much we were going to give to Emma, my daughter, the younger daughter, the stepdaughter, and it blew a head gasket and is gone.
Yeah, but all your cars have like 200,000 miles on them.
They didn't always.
Yes.
Shira's did, but I mean, the deer's not a factor.
What'd you do with the deer?
Doesn't.
Did you leave the deer there? Did you take
it home? The cops came. It was a whole science project. They had to have rescue.
You didn't make
venison.
Yeah,
no, it was the worst.
Are you guys vegetarians or no?
No, we actually, I got a sterno set up and I actually cooked the deer by the side of the road. It was awesome. Had a little bit of au jus.
That's awful.
Some frozen potatoes.
Yeah, by the side of the road.
You had to pick the stones out of its gizzard.
Right.
But
well, listen.
That.
All right, so tell me.
So, listen. Here's
so,
what
you know, we're animal lovers here, and I don't think you are.
I just feel like there's, I think all of us can, you know, occasionally accept the fact that we might have a black cloud or 12 following us. And in my case, you know, it rains and it snows, and now the driveway's full of snow. We decided not to get it plowed this time, and here's why. Because it's going to be 70 degrees tomorrow. I had a guy come out, like, last month to plow me, and we had over 7 inches. He whacked me for $150 to plow my driveway, because he said over 6 inches, I double it.
Andy, stop it. If I was listening to you, I would turn the channel. You know what you sound like? These are everyday issues. You understand that?
No.
And here you are, the first 10 minutes of our show, you come on and just complain.
Well, here's why. Because, you know, Band Together is about helping people.
Yes,
well, I need you to help me.
Yes, I'm trying. But
I need you to help me get a car.
My ears hurt. All right, does anybody have a car out there? I know that they donate cars to WPKN, but does anybody have a car?
Can we donate a car to Andy Cadison?
Okay, Andy used to be this, like, multi-millionaire, big-shot music industry guy.
Now I'm driving a 900,000-mile Yugo.
And now he's in here doing, you know, public radio with me.
Well, I like that. Yes. That's fun.
All right.
So anyway, I guess there is no moral of the story here. You know, I'm just trying to put it out there. I guess we all share from certain elements of issues. And, you know, Band Together is about purpose and is about connecting with, you know, our audience.
So do you feel that was connecting? You feel like your misery was connecting with more miserable people?
No, you know, there's an old expression, better out than in. So my feeling is if I get it out, maybe I won't have a stroke. Maybe I'll actually live till the end of the broadcast.
Okay.
And my high blood pressure won't take the better of me, take me out, and then you'll have to see me croak right in front of
you. All right. Wait, hey, hang on. All right, so I'm going to change directions just here for a second. You called me the other night. You know I'm an animal lover. You've now just talked about deer.
What about? I had a chipmunk in my basement. I had a chipmunk. It was like the gopher in Caddyshack. Yesterday is where we have the downstairs den. Gopher. Literally a chipmunk is sitting and watching TV with me. And I had 9 glue traps out, not so that I wanted to.
Now, glue traps, you said.
Yeah. But they were mouse glue traps.
Please write in to Andy and talk to him about glue traps.
Can I just say this? You can't slow a chipmunk down with a regular mouse glue trap. It doesn't work. They get out of it.
Glue traps are inhumane.
So I got the thing in a glue trap, but it was basically out. And I brought it outside. It escaped from the glue trap, which I knew it was going to.
Well, how
and
did I was going to have some. How did it escape?
It wasn't barely on, and it was much stronger.
Let me
than
stick
the glue
one
trap.
To the side of your head and see how you feel.
And so here's what happened: it escaped the glue trap and came back in the house. Thank you. I'm glad you're making fun of my experience. Anyway,
go
you know what?
Move on.
I think Eddie Vedder has explained has explored my angst.
Yeah, explain
in
why
best,
we're playing
in,
the song
in the best way possible. Here you go, Pearl Jam, right here on Band Together Radio.
Oh,
Now that's music.
Andy.
Pearl Jam right here on Band Together Radio, WPKN. Worldwide
suicide.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at right now.
Andy, we're Band Together Radio. We're positive, wonderful.
Well, you know what? That's an activism song. That would, by the way, we're playing some music that you don't always get to hear the versions. That was actually on a David Letterman show where they played that song like that. So that's pretty cool. I think worldwide suicide is about not taking the status quo, man. And that's what activism is, and that's what Band Together is. We're helping to change the conversation. And I'm going to look at Jay. Jay Sands is with us. He's our roadie. He's our manager.
He's our general manager.
He's Jay, say hey.
Jay.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Oh, geez.
Oh, God.
Jay sounds like a maitre d' at a restaurant you're never going to eat at again.
Jay, here's a clipboard
for you. Would you like smoking or not smoking?
Yeah,
hold
exactly.
The clipboard. That's what Jay does.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I need my clipboard and a flashlight.
Peggy, make sure at the end of the show we have the CD from Steve. He took all of the CD. We have no CDs for the end of the show. Anyway, it's good. So apparently the top of the show was actually heard by our audience, unbeknownst to us.
Yeah. You really, you know... Anyway, so
can I just make a complaint? Nobody reads anymore. Nobody. Jerry, what are you reading right now?
What am I reading?
Yeah,
I'm reading right, exactly. Topperson in ingredients.
Hey, shout out to all my peeps at Topperson, the best natural pain relief available anywhere.
Yeah,
and also there's a great vape shop.
Do you know
up
what
in
I read?
Danbury.
You know what I just
shout
read?
Shout them out too.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Andy. You want to say that again?
No, it's okay. We'll talk about it later.
I read The Birds.
That's a movie.
But I read it by Alfred Hitchcock.
Alfred Hitchcock doesn't write books.
I forget her
Marnie
name.
Marnie Nixon?
Yeah, thank you.
No, she didn't write it either. What's wrong with you, bro? She's
all right. You know what I read? The truth is I read the script. Like, I read about the movie. That's what I read.
The Cliff Notes.
I watched the movie, and I just read.
The Cliff Notes. You can buy them.
So, I haven't read anything, Annie. I haven't read anything. I'm sorry.
Can I just say this? Listening to you talk about anything literary is like asking the chipmunk in my basement to weigh in on President's Day.
Yeah, all right.
It's not happening.
Jay, what did you read?
The last thing I read actually was...
Doesn't count if it's in 10th grade or
no,
below.
He's got to think that far.
No, it was sports related about baseball, spring training.
God.
What about the Olympics? Nobody's reading anything about the Olympics.
Well, we're going to talk about the Olympics in a second, but my point is that culture has passed us by. Americans, we don't speak languages, right? You're going to go to a place, you barely know how to speak anything, right? And you don't read. So what do? We watch TV and we go to movies.
Well, we look at
and
our devices.
It. That's what we do. And we look at our devices. We learn more about the Kardashians on, you know, what they're doing. And by the way, I really like one of the Jenners. I think she's pretty hot. But, you know, not as hot as what I got at home, though. Tell you that right now.
All right.
Right, Peggy?
You don't have to read anymore.
The Western civilization is now over. And the reason why we're talking about this is because when you deal with pro-social activism and you deal with getting in front of issues, you want to be educated, right? You want to know what's going on. Now, for people that are driving around, they don't give a crap about what's going on. Maybe you do. Maybe, you know, I hope you do give a crap.
But Andy, how much truth are we really getting? I stopped watching the news last February, and I have not watched the news in over a year.
That has nothing to do with the guy you voted for, making you sad.
That has nothing to do with sad, and, you know...
I like the way you sound on the air today, by the way.
Well, thank you.
You sound pretty good.
That's because you have my microphone up.
Better than last time. It sounded like a sock.
So here's the thing, Andy. The amount of information we're getting is from everywhere is so corrupt that the only thing we really can
Is this
understand.
A fake news diatribe?
Well, you're talking about the Kardashians, which is probably 10-year-old information that nobody cares about.
Listen, we
apparently
watch,
so though. I follow them on Instagram.
I like the one that just had a baby.
No, I like the other one.
So listen,
let's take
here's
a vote.
The deal.
Who likes the one that had the baby? It's Kendall and
Kylie.
You guys really follow the Kardashians?
Yes.
And Instagram?
We do.
Yes, I do.
Sure. Why not?
Of course we do.
Who
I'd
doesn't?
Rather watch a chip.
I have 100 million followers. Somebody's got to be following.
I'd rather watch a chipmunk get off the glue trap.
Yeah. Oh, that was cool.
That though. Was, you know,
that was
come
good.
On. What?
So I'm watching Glow with Marc Maron, who's my favorite podcaster, WTF. That guy is great. You should watch Glow on Netflix. I'm finishing Game of Thrones, and I don't want to finish it because it's going to be like another
Glow
2 years.
Glow is about female wrestlers.
Yeah, gorgeous ladies.
Now, do you remember,
wrestlers.
Did you actually watch Glow when it was really a thing?
Yeah, no, a little bit.
I did when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
Or younger.
But it's really worth watching.
Yeah.
And I did see Pink Panther last night in IMAX up in Danbury.
Pink Panther, Jay.
Black Panther, sorry.
Yeah, Pink Panther.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Taunt me. God. Taunt me some more.
You must have really... Were you awake for that?
Yes, I was. Ask me what I thought of it.
What did you think of it?
Thanks, Peggy. Thank you, Peggy, for asking me my opinion. I loved it. Peggy, why don't you get on that other microphone?
Peggy, come over. Peggy, come
the
around
problem
on the
is,
other
I don't
side.
Know if the broadcast audience can hear your, can stand your voice completely on mic, but go on that other microphone. No, Peggy, you're walking in the wrong direction. Oh, maybe you can't get past the guys.
Andy.
I loved it. I would highly recommend the Black Panther, but here's the deal, okay? We are band together. People don't donate to us.
They don't even come to our shows anymore.
DonateNow.networkforgood.org. People out there, have an issue, have a family member that's struggling, believe in something other than the Kardashians, and pick up the phone or go online or go on donate.networkforgood.org and give us $5, $10. We cannot do the work that we need to do in the world unless we have people contributing. We are one of the premier charity groups, charity funders in the country. We've raised millions of dollars for local charity, WPKN. We support, you know, as best as we can. We believe in this institution and with the work that Steve's doing. Steve, by the way, is currently, and Joseph, are going through records like 13-year-olds looking for weed.
He's eating records. Look at
it's like they're in somebody's basement and they're looking for weed.
That's real FM radio,
that's
guys,
real FM
right
radio. There's actually records here at WPKN. And by the way, the Music Mash is, I believe, going to be happening on March 3rd, and you're hearing about that, and that's a fantastic thing to be a part of, support WPKN. But this is what I'm saying. If you have a perspective, you can jump in, and you can believe that what you're thinking, you can actually make a difference, and that's what we want to encourage people to do. Right, Peggy?
Right.
Peggy, can you speak up? She's on the microphone. You still can't hear her.
Right, Andy.
Okay,
you're
you
so right, Andy.
Thank
right.
you, Peggy. Thank you, Peggy.
I want you to repeat what you just said.
No, please.
You want me to repeat it?
Yeah, because I don't even know if you understood what
I don't even
said.
Know.
No, what I'm saying is when you're not anesthetized.
Look, he looks at the ceiling when he talks.
Go ahead. Say what you
say. Say something again.
Go ahead.
All right. When you're not following something stupid, when you have a little air in your head, you have the opportunity to think about things that are meaningful. That's all I'm saying. So I'm encouraging people to be passionate about something and to give us money.
Give us money or give money to the cause?
Well, give Band Together money and then we then pay it forward. We've donated millions of dollars.
But don't you think it's important to be passionate about something? Something.
This is our campfire now. I think it is incredibly passionate. Do you need to be passionate about the Kardashians?
No.
Jerry... I know that Jerry's playing the harmonica, and I like it. Jerry is passionate about the Olympics. Jerry has been following
I saw him post on Facebook the other night about...
Jerry, what's going on with the Olympics? The Norwegians are winning everything.
They are. There's a big cross-section of the Americans that are coming out of Colorado and snowboarding versus the old-school Finnish and Norwegian skiers and stuff. So,
do you think the Finnish finish early or late?
How many people do you know speed skate?
Jerry does in his living room.
No, I skate in the backyard, Jay. You know that.
Yeah, but you're not speed skating on a short track.
Sure I have a question for you. Do you need skates to skate?
Yes. What? Look at him. He's like worming around over there like it was a funny joke. Did you get that joke?
I can envision you sliding around the lake.
So, Andy, you haven't been watching the Olympics, obviously. It's about passion and commitment and drama. But you sit home and just mope.
With no power.
With no power.
I'm not moping
at all.
I'm not, I don't like to sit
how,
in
we could just roll
ground.
This tape back and listen to you.
I don't like to. Listen, I encourage everybody we're listening to who's listening today to not be like me.
Okay. And that is the lesson for
all
today.
All right, Jerry, what is it about the Olympics that besides dudes and tights that you like?
I'm just going to get up and go. There's another show.
Actually,
going
you can
on
just sit
room.
There and go like you normally do. There's
these people have been
all right,
training
so,
for years.
So I was watching. Yeah, they're training
their
for
commitment
years.
To
like Sean White.
Sport.
Sean White.
He is rigged. The guy fell and he still won.
He's worth $40 million too.
All right. Well, listen. I want to talk more about the Olympics,
but we don't care because I don't even know. I've been watching it for 10 days, and I can't even give you any reason why I watch.
Well, give me one reason. Give our audience one reason. Give Jay and Peggy one reason why you watch.
I like the drama that they create.
See, I think that.
All right.
Do
you want to know the truth?
I think it's anesthesia. It just makes you forget what's going on in your world.
I like the athletic women.
And I like the ice dancing. I think the performances are beautiful.
Ice dancing. There you go. Jay?
I just think it's exciting. It's great to watch. I mean, Shaun White the other night.
The flying tomato.
Yeah, but
isn't that yesterday's
news?
Well,
yeah, but just think about it. I hate that guy. When he had,
I don't really hate him.
When he had to pull it all together, he did.
And he makes $10 million a year, and he's worth $40 million.
Yeah, but that's all.
But so he's supposed to. Yeah, I know, but he's supposed to pull it together.
Last year, I saw a great movie called Baby Driver, and I'm a writer, and one of the things sometimes I do is I think about movies that have song titles. So, you know.
Follow along, people.
Here we go.
Here we are.
Just stay with Andy.
Okay. And so this is a song that I like. Simon and Garfunkel right here. And this inspired a great movie. If you can't see, if you didn't see it in the theater, see it on Netflix. And you can forget your troubles right here. Baby Driver. Jerry wanted me to dump out of the song. I love this song.
It's a great song. I've never heard it before.
That doesn't say much about you, but okay.
I don't have.
Peggy had a late-breaking development. Peggy, what book do you like to read right now?
I just read this book called If I Stay, and it was about a young girl who was a cellist, and she got in a really bad car accident, and the rest of her family died, and it's all about her deciding.
So it's a comedy.
Yeah, right. Her deciding whether to live or not.
Oh, yeah. I think they made that into a movie.
That's so wonderful.
And she stayed because of the music.
That's light. That's light reading.
Well, that's nice. I think that's.
It was short.
Cool.
It was not that dramatic, you know. But it was. There were sad parts, of course. But it was passionate about her. It was a good read about her passion for music.
Oh.
That's my point.
I like it. And I'm actually still reading the Robbie Robertson book called Testament about the life of the founder of the band. And it's excellent, and I highly recommend it.
So, you know, what I was going to say, Andy, is that you have a deeper depth in music knowledge than I do. So you come up with some of these songs that I've never heard of.
Well, you know, I think that for our audience, I love playing music. In that case, it's not so much. But I like playing music that is sourced from different sources and things that are meaningful in some way to us. I've produced a bunch of popular music, and, you know, we share a love of music. And I think our audience comes to expect stuff. I mean, Johnny B. Goode was just playing Three Little Fishes in the Mouth. You know, there's a great breath. Joseph, when we normally come on, is playing klezmer music from and great world music from places. And he's now going through the record collection next door. So, you know, it does make me feel, though, and part of the conversation, I was trying to explain to Jay off air what the last segment was about. And it was...
No.
And it was kind of right or wrong, Jay.
Yeah,
it's true. But, you know, I think part of it is what's going on in culture and how can you matter. You know, Band Together tries to matter in the stuff that we do. But part of it is, you know, we are definitely generational. Like every generation has a music that they call their own. We grew up with rock and roll. Now kids are into rap and hip hop and they can't relate to what we're listening to. But it does speak to the fact that, you know, people over 40 years old are considered old by youth culture.
Yeah, I don't agree with you in regards to music, though, because the classic rock is something that everybody is listening
Jerry
to.
Jerry air-quoted classic on classic rock, by the way. Go ahead. Sorry, Jerry.
I air-quoted?
Classic rock.
Oh, I did.
See,
well, I had a point, but it doesn't matter anymore.
Well, memory is definitely part of getting older. Let's talk about getting old, Jerry. You're gonna celebrate.
You're not supposed to bring that up,
Jerry. You're gonna celebrate.
How old do you think I'm gonna be?
You look like you're no older than 40, 45, but you are gonna turn 60 years old on April the 10th.
Eighth.
Why do I keep saying 10th? Because your ex's birthday was on the 10th.
Yeah. Well, and how did you know that?
Because I knew her well.
Yes, back in the day.
So you're going to be April 8th. My daughter's 60. April 9th. Shira is April 12th. And you're going to be 60. That's hard to believe. How does that feel?
When is our friend Lisa?
You're going to be 60 in May? Yes. You look great for 60, Peg. Seriously.
You're not 60.
May 9th, I will be 60.
Oh, look at there's our beautiful Peggy.
You know, what's weird is that Jay just can't wait to be 69, and I don't know why. I don't know what's up with
my that. My birthday is May 12th.
He loves that number.
But I'm not turning 60. I'm
no way.
Younger.
So turning 60, you know, it is a milestone that I wouldn't normally think about. But the fact that, you know, there isn't as much life left and you start to wonder, did you do and accomplish all the things? And I will say the footprint that we've left with Band Together and the Band Together organization is something I'm very proud of. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of my children. I'm proud of the friends that I made. But other than that, I'm basically a big loser.
I can vouch for that.
Wow, that's a big dichotomy.
Why do you feel... Well, so, like, let's just talk about the things that happen when you get old. So if you're a dude, your body doesn't work the same way as it used to, right?
What are you referring to?
Well, like in the morning, it's a little tough to get the river flowing sometimes. You know, that's weird. Like, how did that ever happen?
It is.
And you got to watch your weight, and you can't eat sugar,
okay,
and you got to exercise
more. Jay was, like, surprised. Now, is that a true surprise, or is that the
Jay, when you get up in the morning, you piss good, or you have issues?
I don't have a problem.
Or is that the standard guy? Every guy goes, oh, yeah, not me.
But I have other things. Like my knees hurt. You know, when I get up, I'm stiff.
Yeah, Jerry's face hurts me.
Yeah.
Phone's off in the studio. Jerry, what's wrong with you and what is happening in your
What's wrong with me? The cost of the show and the direction that you were taking it.
No, I'm talking about in life.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm happy about the show. But, you know, the thing is that, like Jay says, I ache a bit more. I take less crap from people. I'm comfortable.
Are you crankier than you normally are?
No. Yes.
I think you are. I think you're much crankier.
But the point is that I'm happy with what I've accomplished in life. And if I left the world tomorrow, I'd be okay. You know,
So this is Andy Cattison with Jerry Vigorito. We have Jay Sanza and Peggy with us. And this is Band Together Radio. And we are here on WPKN talking about the things that matters to us, matters to our charities.
What comes up next?
We are one of the largest producers of themed concert events in the country, certainly in Connecticut. We've raised millions of dollars for local charity, and we love what we're doing. And I don't want it to be like we're complaining, but, you know, the life, the episodes that we have in our lives are, I think, episodes that are shared by our listeners.
Well, I think that it drives us to do more in the direction of good to counterbalance the, you know, crummy feeling.
And that is music with purpose, I guess, right?
I think that our group, this group here with us right now and our friend Rob and the musicians work extra hard to counterbalance any of the negatives we might have.
So one of the themes that we're talking about doing is a theme where we take a bunch of great music from concerts that have existed in the world that have been benefit concerts, and we do a benefit concert with that music. So this is one of the songs. This started the concert for Bangladesh, and actually it's called Wawa. And Wawa is what it sounds like when you complain too much, but it's also something that we love, which is a benefit concert that did good in the world.
Bye. Rick.
Has he been on?
Yeah, Russ.
Here we go.
Andy, what are you doing?
That was a great song.
No, it wasn't.
That's a great song.
No,
I'm leaving up the applause.
Listen to what Jay has said.
That started the concert for Bangladesh. It was very purposeful, and it had Clapton. This is Band Together Radio on WPKN.
I don't care who it is.
Listener-supported radio 89.5, and that was George Harrison, Eric Clapton, and the concert for Bangladesh, which was one of the first concerts ever produced to help people globally in the world.
So this is support. What he does to me, Jay.
There were so many good songs on that.
This is what he does.
That kicked
to
it
me.
Off, though.
I say I don't like it, and then he makes me feel bad because it has, you know, so much purpose.
At least you know that now.
Yes.
Didn't Ringo Starr go on that with
Ringo
George Harrison?
Was on that track along with Jim Keltner, I think, on drums, and a lot of people. Klaus Voormann on bass and Badfinger playing acoustic guitar. All those guys killed themselves in Badfinger. I could relate. Okay.
Andy.
So, you know, one of the reasons we're here,
yes,
and one of the things
please.
That we love doing is we love helping people in the world, yes, notwithstanding our current diatribe. So why don't you introduce who's going to join us?
Well,
so
I'm very, very excited about who's coming up.
We're doing
we have
a charity check-in, right? So we're doing a charity.
Yes.
We're checking in on some of our favorite charities today, and we've selected one to be on the air with us. And who would that be?
That would be Tori Vigorito from the Alzheimer's Association. And if the name sounds familiar... That's
hey, Tori, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Okay.
Are you listening?
I'm listening, and please excuse my very raspy voice, but I have a cold, so just bear with me.
No worries. Wow.
So Tori is the chairman and the president and the
CEO.
Treasurer of Connecticut Alzheimer's. She's got all the top jobs now. She's been secretly poisoning all the people she works with.
It's true.
Yeah.
And we're very proud of Tori. Hi, Tori.
Hi.
And Tori's got, we're going to do a charity check-in on CTALZ. How's things going in your hood there, Tori Vigorito?
They're good. We are, you know, walk season is all year round. So even though the walk itself is...
I'm looking at Jay when you say walk season. Okay, sorry.
It's in September. We do fundraising events and, you know, awareness events and things like that all year round. So... we had two celebrations in January. We'll probably have another type of leadership event coming up in April. We'll have kickoffs for the walk coming up around the summer, and then the walk itself will be in September. So we're really building our committees right now. We're kind of getting the word out, getting our marketing in line, and it's crazy, but it's a good crazy.
So, number one, sorry you've got a cold, but let's just talk a little bit about what our listeners can do. We make jokes and we talk about the Kardashians and stupid stuff, but the reality is we're here to promote awareness for the kind of life-threatening or quality of life-threatening illnesses and conditions that exist in the world. And so many people are plagued by dementia, by various forms of Alzheimer's. I mean, I'm worried about my dad. He's 86, and he's just not the same as he used to be. And I'm going to go see him later. And it makes me sad every time I see my dad, and I actually want to cry sometimes. And I look at him, and, you know, he's like, what's wrong? You know, and I'm like, you know, you're just, I don't know, how you doing? And he's like, I'm fine. And he's not fine. He could, get stuck on the same story 12 times. He doesn't get out of bed. He doesn't comb his hair anymore.
Andy, this sounds like you.
Yeah, it does. All kidding aside, you see yourself in your folks. And, you know, Tori, I know Jerry's so proud of himself right now. You see yourself in your folks. So if any of our audience, if any of our listeners is struggling with a family member that has Alzheimer's or early onset dementia, or even if they're going through it in a big way, Tori, how can they reach out to you? How can they donate money? And what kind of services can they get for the very real life issues they're facing right now?
Well, first I want to say, Andy, that I deal with this every day. Obviously, I dealt with it on a personal level with my grandmothers, and two of my great aunts have Alzheimer's currently. But
and I think your father's getting it, but anyway, so sorry.
God, please, no.
Do you believe he joked about that, honey?
I know. It's a horrible joke, Andy.
I'm sorry.
He catches chipmunks in glue traps, so that's what I'm dealing with.
I have to say, a lot of people use humor to cope with the disease.
Thank you for understanding me. You're one of the only people that knows me well.
But a lot of people come up to me and they say, like, hey, have I met you somewhere? I must have forgot. And, like, people do that to me all the time. But I was going to say, I see this all the time, and it never gets easier for me. You think I would be kind of desensitized to it, but it's totally normal that you feel like that around your dad, because I think of how I felt around my grandmothers, and sorry, Dad, but I think about, too, if I ever had to go through this with you, and it scares the hell out of me, so it's totally normal, your reaction, and to kind of make light of it is what a lot of people do. But to your other question, is the easiest way to get information is we have a 24/7 helpline, and the number for that is 800-272-3900. And that number, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, someone can call and get a live voice on the other end. And so if someone has a question that they think their family member may be getting the start of dementia or Alzheimer's, if at 2 a.m. their father has locked themselves in the bathroom and they don't know how to get him out, if they're looking how to deal with a certain situation, they can call and they can talk to someone, a real person on the other end of the line. Other things that we offer, we have one-on-one care consultations that are completely free. We have education for the community that's free. The fundraising from the events like the walk and our galas help with care and support in this local community. They help with advocacy in this community. They help with research and this 24/7 helpline. So really, I like to link the two because the fundraising feeds all of those things and brings in the community to know about all the different things we offer. But then the helpline and the care consultations and the one-on-ones and the presentations and things like that inform people about the walk. So the walk is almost like a celebration. And then it also fundraises for all of these incredible things the association offers.
And Andy, you, as you know, we've provided the music for the Alzheimer's Association and the walk, and we've also been a sponsor. And Tori, I just wanted to note one thing, that Andy had locked himself in the bathroom before the show, and Jay and I couldn't get him out.
Can I ask Tori one thing?
Yeah, can you just speak up?
Yeah. Hi, Tori.
I'm ignoring my dad right
now. Yeah, you can ignore him.
Ignore him as we are.
So, Tori, as you know, I had a family member, you know, my wife, go through this and with her mom. But what about the people, what we don't really talk about, what about the people, the children who are going through this, like Andy, like my wife? Is there support for them? Is there somewhere they can call to understand what's going on?
Good question, Jay.
That helpline is really the caregivers. We stress so much caregiver health and taking care of yourself. And we have people talk to you about proper ways to care for yourself to help you work through the paperwork and the doctor's appointments and where to go, what your next steps are.
Could you give it to us again, the number, hon?
Yep.
Yes. It's 800-272-3900. And like I said, there's a live voice at 2 a.m, at 8 a.m, anytime. So it's really a resource for caregivers, because the hardest thing, it's hard on the entire family, but the primary caregiver really takes a lot of the weight of that. And it's the moms, it's the kids, it's the spouses. And those are the people that are struggling the most, because they have full-time jobs, they have other family members, they have other responsibilities, and they tend to lose sight of themselves because they put everything they have into this other person.
Tori, I can't thank you enough. I know you were not feeling well, and you are joining us here on air, so you sound great on air as always, and you're making a lot of sense, and I just want to applaud you for the work you're doing and for Connecticut Alzheimer's. It's fantastic, and we can't wait to have you back on the air. And I do think for people who are suffering and struggling, this is a song that came to mind. It's one of Jerry's favorite songs right here on Band Together Radio, WPKN.
Bye, honey.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know.
she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
I didn't really want that song to be depressing. This is Band Together Radio, WPKN 89.5, listener-supported radio.
You're just bumming us out.
I thought Tori did a great job.
She did.
Thank
I'm very proud
Figurito.
Of her.
And, you know, those are some real questions that we all have. And I do think that, you know, one of the great opportunities we have as Band Together Radio is just get people thinking about what's going on in the world. And, you know, it makes me think, you know, as we do the show, I want to try to be a bit more of an authentic person, you know, and just be a little more real. And I think all of us either are running from that or embracing that. And so
well, you've been
mean.
Embracing it, Andy.
Here's what I mean by that for me. So, you know, we kid about what I used to do, but I was a mid-upper level executive at Sony Music. I went up being an executive vice president, but it sounds more fancy than it probably was, although the guys I used to work for all fly in private jets and never have to work again a day in their lives. I was probably very overpaid for a great job that I did, but, you know, you leave that job, you still have to work, you still have to do stuff. But I used to worry when I worked with artists, and I produced a lot of shows. And when we opened up our business, Sony Studios, the first concert we produced was Nirvana Unplugged, and we went from there. It was incredible. So I ran the TV company ultimately for Sony and ran the studios, and I had hundreds of people coming and going on our teams. And, you know, but there I have regrets. And one of the biggest regrets I have is that I was sometimes afraid to meet an artist that I was working with. And that sounds weird because I worked with hundreds of them. But there were a few that I just was too cool for the room. Like there were artists I maybe really loved growing up. And or I just felt insecure or like they were going to be mean to me. And then I couldn't live with that. Like when I met Keith Richards and we'd worked on a show with Willie Nelson, I was really worried about it, but I knew Keith was cool. Keith was amazing. Springsteen, amazing. Tony Bennett, amazing. Willie Nelson, amazing.
He's name dropping.
You know, I can name a lot of artists I work with.
This is where he just starts talking.
He didn't like Mick Jagger, though. He told me one time.
This is where he just
never got a chance
to. He just starts talking.
But how about this?
Bowie, you said you liked.
Bowie was amazing. I actually did a whole big show. I worked on two shows with Elton John, and I never really hung out with him.
Jerry and I have a very good friend of ours who's listening to the show right now. Is a big fan of Elton John.
I worked with Elton a couple of times, and I knew he was high strung, and I didn't put myself out there. And these are big shows. I was the exec producer, so I was.
You know what I love about you?
High enough in the food chain that I didn't have to commit if I didn't want to. And in retrospect, I have a regret.
Do you know what I love here?
Missed opportunity.
This is what I love, Andy. You know that diatribe, is that the right word?
Diatribe.
Diatribe of
see,
your
if you read more.
Of your history. And you're staring at the ceiling of your great accomplishments, which I admire
greatly. I'm being self-critical.
I admire greatly, but you know, you can't even get the top of the show off the ground.
No, we were actually fine. It just sounded weird. How about this? How about David Crosby? I grew up with David Crosby, loved David Crosby. I produced a Phil Collins show that David Crosby guested on.
David Crosby.
And I never hung with David Crosby. He was sitting right there, and
That's the thing.
I heard he was a real dick. So I didn't want to like put myself out to be dicked over by David Crosby. I regret it. Maybe he was a great guy, and maybe that was just me feeling like if I put myself out there, he'd scare me or yell at me, and I'd feel like crap. So I missed it. I missed the opportunity.
But you had so many other wonderful opportunities.
I guess so. So, guys, who have you met, or who would you love to meet, or who is the most coolest person you've ever met, starting with Jay?
I was in the Spit in Boston, a bar that's no longer there. About 4 o'clock in the morning, Rick Ocasek walked in, and I was able to talk to him for about 30 minutes.
I'm sure he loved that.
No. He was very friendly. He sat there and talked with us for a long time. Very, very nice guy.
Okay, Rick Ocasek. Jerry, the most gratifying public person you've ever met?
Jimmy Vaughn.
Oh, that's cool. I love that. Not Stevie, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Jimmy's an icon.
He shook my hand. He had these big mitts. He had a silver ring or gold ring. I can't remember. It said JV. And
what did that stand for?
Jerry Vigorito.
Jerry Vigorito. Jamie Bond.
Exactly.
But the thing is when he shook my hand, he had that like Vitalis. My hand smelled like Vitalis afterwards.
Oh, because of the hair stuff, the
yes,
product.
Got it. Because Jamie Bond greases
music
his hair.
Or?
Just anybody in life.
Well, there's two. There's Colin Powell that I met.
Did you say Colin or Colin?
Colin.
Any Colin reference was okay in my book.
And me.
Colin Powell.
Yeah.
And Jerry.
And Bruce brings
you. Oh, yeah, Bruce. Yeah. And I'm sure he was a perfect gentleman.
He was actually sitting next to my ex-husband and told him a whole story about how we got started and that it was all marketing. And that really he didn't think he was as talented as he is or could sing as well as he could. But the guy that put him on the map marketed his whole album before it was even available to buy. And when it went out, it exploded.
Mm.
And
all right. Well, that's pretty amazing. That's a very good story. My person who I met and did not work with, really, who I will never forget meeting and enjoyed meeting, and he was really cool, was Paul Newman. And of all the rock stars
too, yeah.
I've ever met. Anyway, I
would have to say, you know, that's funny you say that. I met him, and he was a terrific guy.
He was.
I know his daughter, and we've done.
And he's a big Connecticut. You know, the other thing I'd say is that one of the bands I grew up with, and we're going to play a little bit of a song from them.
Is this going to be a good song?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
One of the bands that I grew up loving, the Eagles, and I heard notoriously that Don Henley was a tough guy, you know, to be around and work with. And one of the greatest pleasures of my life was spending about a month with Don about 10 years ago working on a project, and it was a big TV show, and he was a really great guy. So in honor of my relationship with Don Henley, even though this is more of a Glenn Frey song, but it's about a movie star, here you go, right here on Band Together Radio, the Eagles and James Dean. Someday. Guys, huh? Good song. James Dean right here on Band Together Radio.
All right.
89.5 WPKN.
Andy, let me say something nice about you, because I never say anything nice. That your expertise and your brilliance in the music industry and your intelligence and your compassion have certainly helped shape the organization of Band Together.
Well, thank you, Jerry.
And so you're not the biggest...
I'll pay you that 20 I owe you.
You're not the biggest loser that you always tell me that you are.
Well, you know, it's sometimes you feel like a loser, sometimes you feel like a winner, but I think...
Well, you look like a loser.
Yeah, for sure. But I have a beautiful
like
woman
you got like
in my
a
life.
Loser sweatshirt on.
I do. I'm very comfortable, though. And
but
I'm dressing...
you do a great job with this... program.
Thank you, Peggy.
Andy.
That's so sweet.
You put a lot of work into it.
I'm not really depressed. I think that, you know, you deal with... Thank you. That's true. I appreciate that. But I think you deal with sort of notionally the idea that a lot goes on. All of us in the world are experiencing the episodes of our life. What did John Lennon write? Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. So, Jerry, if somebody has a plan to reach out to Band Together, how would they do it? How would they get in touch with us?
Well, the easiest thing is to contact WPKN or bandtogetherct.com, Facebook, or Instagram. We're all over the place. Drop us a line. Tell us if you like the show.
So I got a little music underneath.
I'm also going to note the Band Together fund again is donatenow.networkforgood.org. That's where you can donate so you can help us continue to produce shows and concerts and do appearances. So we will continue to raise money for the various charities. One, for instance, today we featured was the Alzheimer's Association. And again, another shout out to the Pilot House. Pilot House has their upcoming open house that we... When is that, Andy? That's March
10th. Jerry, that is your business right there. You were charged.
It's March 10th. The Pilot House is in Fairfield, and what it is their store in which the kids themselves will make the items and the products, and they sell themselves, they market them themselves. So we want to give a shout-out to the Pilot House.
So we got a lot of great shows coming up. Coming in the next few months. We're working on them now with our co-founder and music director, Rob Fried. We're excited about that. And in the meantime, we love getting on the air. We might actually see you guys a week from today at noon. This is Band Together Radio right here on WPKN.
As part of Black History Month, WPKN Community Radio, Vinegar Syndrome, and The Archive are presenting a special Black Action Film Festival on Saturday, February 24th. We hope you can join us as we present three early 1970s Black action films that feature elements of Blaxploitation cinema, play with stereotypes, and offer some wacky and campy action. The screening will take place in downtown Bridgeport at The Archive, a newly opened record and DVD store with an upstairs screening room. The film The Mothers will start at 3 p.m., followed by the film Penitentiary at 5, and the final showing will be Dolomite at 7 p.m. This is a benefit for WPKN, and donations are encouraged. Refreshments will be available. Come early and stay late.
Hi, music fans. This is Binnie Klein, host of A Miniature World. WPKN's Music Mash event is taking place on Saturday, March 3rd. If you've come before, you know what the buzz is all about. This is one of New England's biggest record fairs. This show has more than 50 record dealers selling thousands of vinyl albums, 45s, DVDs, T-shirts, posters, and other music collectibles. Come solo or bring the whole family. Hours are 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and admission is $6 for adults and $5 for students, and free for kids under 12. Reed's Art Space is just minutes from the Bridgeport Metro North Station and the Port Jeff Ferry. Free parking is right across the street. Full details and links at WPKN.org. Big thanks to